flock unto you, and all who are visiting, what a joy it is to see some new faces and visitors in our congregation. All of those who are visiting, we'd like to see your hand just a moment, and we'll recognize you with a card and a greeting from our church. Would you do that for us? Whether you're from where? Good. And I see we have some joyous folks here. We are delighted to have you back visiting with us. Tennessee, Texas. There we are. I knew we had some. By the way, where are those children? Are they here? Two? Come on down. Let me introduce you. While they're coming, let me call your attention to the opportunities that we have today. Children's training at 6, adult church training at 6, youth choir, and evening worship at 7:30. We're going to be preaching tonight on a gift for our graduates this evening, and we hope that you'll be here for this service. And then we have some other opportunities. We have Tuesday, 12 noon at Centerville, the preview of Acts. And we hope that you will call in for your reservation on this, because this is a new satellite ministry of the Southern Baptist Convention Radio Television Commission. And it's brand new. We hope that you will have a part in it. And then on Tuesday, we have the VBS workers meeting. And on Tuesday, our pulpit committee meets, which is not in here in the lineup. And then on Wednesday, the hour of prayer and the other announcements that we have available here for you in Christian ministry. I have here on the platform some young folks. And they are all the way from Texas, right, by way of Atlanta, right? And where is the other little one? Is in the nursery. Now, have you learned how to play ball yet? Well, he's got a good tutor. His daddy is on the Atlanta Braves and plays with them in professional baseball. And so we are happy to have the Jargerson children and youth with us today, and Brenda, their lovely mother in the balcony. She is here visiting Mrs. Wright. And I know that we're all happy that we can meet. And what is your lovely name? This is Kristen. And this is Brian. And aren't they lovely children? We're going to enjoy your stay here. Would you like to stand? I can't get a bit of help out of these young people. Not as a singer or as a preacher. God bless you and be with you. We are so happy that you are here in church this morning. Isn't that wonderful? Now our call to worship.
Thank you.
conscious of thy presence. We know that God is never far from us, and we know that he is here today in this service. Bless, we pray thee, each heart with a special message and a special uplift. May not a single one of us go away without hope today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hymn number 41. You would be just right. Now get up to the microphone and talk.
Okay. This is wishful thinking on my part, being a graduate. They say there's two ways you can get things. One of them's wish for it, and the other one's work for it. If you wish, it takes a wishbone, and that comes from a turkey. And if you work, that takes a backbone. And so all these people here deserve a special amount of credit because they came out and worked for something, and they're graduating today. What I'd like to do is call out the names of the people who are graduating from here. Not all of them are here, and when they will, if they'll come forward, and we've got a little gift for them in remembrance of appreciation for what they've accomplished here. From Great Ridge High School, Missy Martin. I don't blame you for that, Tim. From Norfolk Collegiate, Chris Parsons. Now we have some from Oscar Smith, Gigi Baker, Bill Batten, Holly Burdett, Samantha Savage, Deborah Wichard, Tanya Ward, and Sherry White. From Virginia Polytechnical Institute, George Paul Condienos. From Tidewater Community College, Mrs. Lily Dorak. From Old Dominion University, Kim Perry. And last but not least, Billy Kidd. Oh, I'm sorry. No,